please welcome Kirk Henning.
My surprise you when I tell you that I stayed up Saturday night to watch Beyoncé's performance in the Coachella Music Festival Saturday night. White, middle-aged man is probably on the far end of the Beyoncé demographic bell curve to stay up and watch a performance, but it was amazing. It was unbelievable production. She, of course, is very talented, but here's what got me. Backing her was the usual electronic instruments, synthesizers and electric guitars and so on. But she also had probably about 100-piece, what do they call them, show-style, all-African-American marching band. And they backed her through the entire production. All of the songs that she typically does just with electronic and instruments, she also had a 100-piece marching band accompanying her. And it was amazing, great arrangements. And as soon as I saw that band, Queen Bee had my heart. Let me explain why. Growing up, I was always a few inches taller than anybody else in my class, all my friends, always taller than everybody else. And in the culture that I grew up in, white, middle-class, bedroom community of Los Angeles, part of the expectation was to play basketball. The community loves sports, and so and I love sports too. So in middle school and elementary school, I loved playing basketball. Played horse, played one-on-one, until it was dark at night with all my friends. In middle school, however, I entered organized basketball. And as soon as I walked into the gym, of course, the coach, seeing my height, just started salivating. And with my height, the coaching that I got, as opposed to most everybody else, was you stand in the middle, put the ball in the basket. That was my job. Or if it was defense, you stand in the middle, block the shot. And he usually followed it up with, don't let anybody push you around. If you get pushed, you push back. And by the way, be pushy while you're in the middle. The problem was I'm push averse. I don't like pushing very much. I don't like being pushed. I don't like pushing. I'm just not a pushy kind of guy. And so I got a lot of, you got to be more aggressive. You got to be more pushy. If I was playing these days, you know, 7-footers, they shoot outside shots, 3-point shots all the time. That's what I like doing. I like shooting the ball from way out and get, nope, you, middle, put the ball in the basket. During the same time, I was taking trumpet lessons from my dad. And my dad was taught trumpet by my grandfather, who was in the Navy band during World War I. I think I might have spoken about a photo I saw of him in the band marching through the Arc de Triomphe during the victory parade in France. And then my grandfather eventually became a professional trumpet player in Chicago. And so my dad carried on the tradition by teaching me how to play trumpet. And during elementary school, middle school, it was not fun. I was having about as much fun as I was having playing organized basketball. But in high school, the two parallel paths started to converge. When I entered high school, I joined the high school marching band, and I loved it. It was the most fun I'd had in my life. It was such a release for all the little stresses of all the little childhood traumas I was suffering and being with a group of like-minded people. But at the same time, my high school coach, he also salivated when he saw me walk into the gym. But I couldn't do both at the same time. I had to make a choice. The two seasons, it just wouldn't have worked out. It just wasn't enough time to do both. And so I had to make a decision between being a jock and a band geek. Jock, band geek. Well, at that time, our basketball team was traveling to places like Camarillo, Oxnard, Port Hueneme. Our marching band, however, about a week before I had to make a decision, our band director announced that during the summer, our band was going to Europe and play in Germany and Austria and Switzerland. Well, being a high school freshman, that choice was pretty easy. I wasn't really looking in the long term, although it turns out I was. That was an easy choice. Sorry, coach, I'm going to be a band geek. So we traveled to Europe during the summer, and about 110, 120 people in the band and the flag corps and so on and so forth. Traveled all around Switzerland and in Germany. And then we ended up in Geneva, which was having a music festival. And they had invited about four or five other marching bands at this music festival from all over the United States. And we represented the West Coast, and there was a band that represented, I think, the Northwest, and then the Southwest, Northeast, and so on. The festival opened up with us doing a little parade down one of the streets in Geneva, and our band marched along, was one of the first ones, and then we could see the other bands after us. Now, our band was a typical marching band. Our backs were rimrod straight while we were marching. You can tell how good we were by looking at the tops of our hats, our shakes, the big, tall hats, because if they didn't move, if it was just one smooth motion, then we were doing our job. Same with the other bands that came along until the last band that came through. And it was a band from Lincoln High School. And it was a band from the South, and it was an all African American band. And they did not march with their backs rimrod straight. Their heads were not smooth when they were marching down the street. They were dancing down the street, basically. It was that kind of move all the way, and they were just relaxed, and they were like rubber bands just marching down the street and all smiling and just having a great time. And us, white kids from middle class, a bedroom community of Los Angeles, had never seen anything like this before. And we loved it. We absolutely loved it. Here was a marching band that wasn't really marching, that was doing something completely different and having a great time at it. And it was the first time any of us had really interacted with that kind of a culture, and everyone got along great. They were great musicians, obviously, because that's the only reason that they were there. And ever since then, I've followed those classic Southern all African American college bands, high school bands. If you've seen the movie Drumline, you know the kind of band that I'm talking about. And so when I saw Queen Bee on Saturday night performing with that band backing her, I said, "Thank you, Queen Bee. You got my heart on that one." So there's that goes.